Some people say I'm Pauline Hanson's worst nightmare. I'm an Asian Muslim. My name's Chris. I'm Australian. I'm 33. My grandparents came here from the Philippines in 1976 with their three kids. 20 years ago, as an Asian Australian, I felt the sting of Pauline Hanson's words and the hate it created. I was 13 then, going to school in Sydney's Lower North Shore. One day, a kid at school told me to go back to where I came from. I remember coming home from school that day and speaking to my mum and being very confused because I was home. I didn't have any other home to go to. Pauline Hanson is back in the headlines again. Once again, my family and I are directly in her crosshairs. You see, 4 years ago, I embraced Islam. I'm a Muslim now. This time, she's calling for a ban on Muslim immigration, a royal commission into Islam, and a banning of women wearing head coverings, and finally, a removal of halal certification. First, she warned that we are going to be swamped by Asians, which didn't happen. And now she's saying we'll be swamped by Muslims, who make up less than 2.5% of the population. A blanket ban on Muslim immigration and a taxpayer-funded royal commission into Islam won't bring us any closer to unity. It will simply result in more fear and more hate taking over. It will result in a generation of Muslim youths feeling disconnected and alienated, just like Asian youth felt 20 years ago. My three kids will grow up second-guessing where they fit in the only place they have ever called home. The neighbor's kids may look at them differently and choose not to play with them. They will grow into adults, bringing that fear and hate into their parenting, and the cycle will continue for generations to come. Conversation, education, and open-mindedness are the keys to bridging the gaps. The easy option is to simply close the gates to stop all Muslims from entering Australia. The harder, but ultimately better option is to talk. Is to get to know one another, and through conversations, similarities are found, and familiarity becomes friendship, which turns into tolerance. And finally, acceptance of all will be the legacy we hand down to our children. Australia, we've come so far in the last 20 years. Let's not repeat the attitudes and events that we all know was a bit of an embarrassing mistake in our history. We're better than that.